killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan Baker at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Bob Chapin, and we're talking about what's going on. Our guest is Barry Shamis, and we're talking about, Chris, what's going on over in Israel. So you pick the story up there, Barry.
Oh, I can be Bob Chapin.
No. I want you to be Barry Shamis. We had Bob Chapin yesterday.
All right. Now, you asked the question about Olmert and his resignation. He said he would resign after a Kadima primary, but with a huge caveat here. He said if the new leader of Kadima can't form a government, he'll stay on until the elections, which will be in March. That's 10 months. Now, look at the two leaders of Kadima. Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, she was the one who formulated the surrender in Lebanon in the summer of 05. She was the one who got the foreign troops into the UN troops, the European troops, promising that Hezbollah would not rearm, and of course they were useless, and Hezbollah is now four times the strength of what it was 3 years ago. She is a very stupid lady, and one who I have met briefly. I gave her my book, and she said she'd already read it and then walked on. She wasn't happy to see me. But Livni was a disaster, and not a lot of people want to be associated with the woman who was roundly condemned by the Commission of Inquiry into the Lebanon War. Now, the other candidate who may win is Shaul Mofaz. Now, I know something about Mofaz that most people don't know, and I haven't publicized it widely enough, I really don't think. But while he was defense minister, he was defense minister afterwards. Nonetheless, way back in 1994, his brother Shmuel Mofaz was Baruch Goldstein's Shabak handler. Now, Baruch Goldstein was blamed for a massacre in Hebron. Most Israelis have not caught on that Goldstein was a patsy and he didn't do the massacre. And I've shoved this message every which way I can, but I don't have all that much power. But the last person that Goldstein met, as far as anybody knows officially, was Shmuel Mofaz, Shaul Mofaz's brother. And that was about 18 hours before the massacre. The Mofaz family is a part of this murderous establishment, and I'm not sure anyone's going to stay away from Shaul Mofaz because his brother Shmuel was responsible for 51 dead Arabs, but I would keep away. Just so you imagine the situation, Olmert resigns in September, leaving the new Kadima candidate to form a government. I don't think they'll be able to do it. I don't think anyone will be able to form a government who isn't Olmert. And that means that what is going to happen is that Olmert will stay on in the capacity of prime minister for another 10 months. And that's his trick. And more to the point, the Israeli media is so left-wing that there's every chance they will actually support Olmert for another 10 months rather than have the possibility of Netanyahu and the Likud coming in, which is silly because Netanyahu will give away as much as anybody, and he's proven that in the past. But you can watch out because Olmert's going to be prime minister all the way till March.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we'll just have to wait and see.
What? No, it doesn't matter who. Look, he's a slimy little crook. Fine, but the fact remains is whoever replaces him, Livni will destroy Israel. She is so deeply in the hands of Condoleezza Rice and the CFR and all that gang, and she's not too bright. And Netanyahu, he's already been prime minister. He's the prime minister of the Y Accord, of the Hebron pullout, and so forth. No one is going to be a good prime minister. Olmert is just a little slimier than the rest, but look, Sharon was in just as much legal trouble, more legal trouble, when he was put out of his misery. So there's no escape democratically. There's no escape that way.
Well, of course, the thing is that what you're basically saying is it's Tweedledum, Tweedledee. It's just like it is here. They really never give the people an opportunity to vote for a good candidate. You vote for not the candidate of your choice, but the candidates of their choice, and whichever one loses, why their candidate wins, always.
Well, I got to tell you that this has been a hilarious week in Israel. You have to read the news the way it should be properly read. But a remarkable story happened that no one is covering here. The Israel defense, well, what was happening is Hamas and Fatah are really at civil war right now. It's reached the point that this could turn into another Lebanese civil war with any spark. There's a rivalry to take over the Palestinian Authority. Hamas is really on the move, and Israel has made all these dopey treaties with Fatah, so they're worthless. So what happens? There is a Fatah group in Gaza, which is surrounded, and the Hamas forces are about to wipe it out. There were 9 dead and 35 wounded when the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, decided to rescue them. Actually, they risked their soldiers' life. It was under heavy gunfire. One lieutenant colonel, his name was Yoel Tsur, said it was a completely idiotic operation, risking our soldiers to save Abbas, which of course is the truth. But lo and behold, the IDF manages to kill a few Hamas soldiers and get 188 Fatah soldiers into Israel. They saved the force. They would have been wiped out. But a very odd thing happens. He gets them into Israel, and Abbas wouldn't accept them. He didn't want them. He said that they have to remain in Gaza. We need a presence in Gaza. We don't need more Fatah soldiers in the West Bank. We need them in Gaza. He wouldn't accept them. So after the IDF tries to save his, well, does save his soldiers, Abbas would not accept them in the West Bank. So Israel returned them. Israel returned 68 of the 188 soldiers the next day, and Hamas immediately arrests them and starts torturing them. Right away. It doesn't take a second. They cross into Gaza. They're under arrest. Now, the Israeli Civil Rights Association went to the Supreme Court to stop the return of the Fatah soldiers into Gaza. And suddenly there is tremendous pressure on Defense Minister Ehud Barak, because the Supreme Court is going to tell me cannot return the Fatah soldiers to Gaza, and Abbas won't accept them. So it looks like Israel is going to be stuck assimilating 128 anti-Israeli terrorists. So Barak, on his bended knees, goes to Abbas, and he begs him to take him. He says, well, you got to take these soldiers. We can't return them to Gaza. And this hilarious situation is going with the Abbott and Costello of Israel, Ehud Barak and Mahmoud Abbas. Mahmoud, you got to take him. No, I don't want him. And this is actually going on for a day. And, you know, Israel really does not want to assimilate terrorists. So, in the end, I believe this is how the story ends. 68 are stuck in Gaza at the will and whims of Hamas, and 128 of these terrorists that Israel saved from certain extinction have been moved not to Ramallah, where they could endanger Abbas, but they've been assimilated far, far away in Jericho. This story actually happened in the last 3 days.
And, of course, you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't Abbas take back his own soldiers? It doesn't make sense. But a little of what goes on over there really makes any sense.
Well, he does need some sort of a presence in Gaza.
Sure.
If the IDF pulls him out of Gaza, he's got no, there's no Fatah in Gaza. So, yeah, you know, there's some logic in all this. But on the other hand, all of the soldiers being killed wouldn't help much either. You know, he got rid of, they're so paranoid in the Palestinian Authority that Abbas fired 1,000 soldiers this week because he suspected they may belong to Hamas.
A thousand of his
really
own soldiers.
Scared, and they should be. Look, an analysis by a very good military writer, Pincus and Bari, about the Hamas plans is very straightforward. He says Hamas will take over Judea and Samaria, or the West Bank, after Gilad Shilat is released. That's the Israeli prisoner held by Hamas. For about 1,000 prisoners, Israel's going to exchange them for 1,000 terrorists. Oops, do I hear music?
You hear music. We're just about ready to wrap up this segment. We're going to be back here in just 4 minutes with our special guest, Barry Samish. If you look and see what's happening, why would the Israelis release 1,000 terrorists, you have one person back? There's something seriously wrong, but nobody ever asked what.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan Beck here. Our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about what's going on over in Israel. And what do you see anything at all about the possibility of the war with Iran? Do you think that's just all suddenly to get us all uptight and worried? Or do you think there's a very real possibility that Israel will attack Iran?
No, there's no chance whatsoever. It's all bluster. It's absurd. And it won't happen. It just keeps people busy. I mean, I've heard so much junk out there about exercises and phony missile protections and umbrellas and Nautilus this and Nautilus that. It's all hooey. You've got to sort through this stuff. It's a very superficial thing to think that Israel can attack Iran. Forget about whether it will, whether it actually can. It's only like 1,200 miles to the Iranian border, and the next day Hezbollah fires 40,000 missiles at Tel Aviv. No, that's not in the cards.
All right,
what is in the cards is just to let the Arabs have their way with Israel. That's easier. Now, back to Pincus and Bari, what he's saying is that after Gilad Shilat is released and Hamas now has 1,000 terrorists, they're going to take over the West Bank. And he says, apparently, Israel wants them to. And in his little analysis, he says Israel is doing this two ways. One, it allows a safe passage road between Gaza and the West Bank, supposedly to create one country, sort of like Bangladesh and Pakistan stayed together for when they were separated. But Israel runs a safe passage from Gaza to Kiryat Gat through Hebron and into the West Bank, and he says this is entirely in to the advantage of Hamas. It's their only route to take over the West Bank. And the next issue, which a lot of Israelis are fighting finally, he says Israel is uprooting Jewish towns and giving Hamas just a free passage, uninterrupted, straight to the West Bank. Now, in Israel, this is a very big issue among a lot of people. Just one little itty-bitty army base Now, to describe the army base is called Shadma. Now, to describe the situation in a place called Gush Etzion, which is a big block of settlements near Jerusalem, there are a few towns like Tekoa and Nokdim, which were very dangerous to get through. You had to drive through three or four Arab towns, and the road was thin. If you had a flat tire, God save you, in the middle of the night, if you had to fix a flat tire on this road, you'd be lynched. So after years and years of this dangerous ride, finally the townspeople convinced somebody to build a road around the towns and straight to the road to Jerusalem. So what was once a 45-minute drive now becomes a 10-minute drive to Jerusalem. And there's only one. It's all done. Tekoa is saved. It's no longer an isolated settlement, along with Nokdim and a couple of others. But there's a little itty bitty army base called Shadma, right in the middle of this 10-minute road from Tekoa to the Jerusalem Highway. There is an army base which the government is determined to give to the Palestinian Authority.
Okay,
now,
we have
once
to ask
it
why.
Gives it up, that's it. The road is useless. It overlooks not only this road, it overlooks the Jewish neighborhood of Har Chorma. It's a strategic location. There's no words to describe how dangerous it is to give the PLO the Shadma. And there's a big rally. Well, the women in green are just concentrating on Shadma, but it's spreading throughout Israel that why is the government doing this strategically inane act of giving the PLO an army base in the middle of a road. It just recently opened for four Israeli towns, and the government just will not admit what Pinchas and Bari said in this analysis, that for reasons that the Israeli public are getting tired of trying to figure out, the government is helping the Arabs win.
I think that's such an important point, Barry. The government is helping the Arabs win, just exactly as our government is doing everything they can to help the terrorists, the world terrorist movement. We can't tell the American people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer: Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and before Barry goes on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your books, and how they can get your website.
Sure. The books, you go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a box that says search right in my name, and that's C-H-A-M-I-S-H, that's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. The website, www.barrychamish.com, will get you there. And I'll leave a phone number for my DVDs. I will have one for my speeches in Atlanta last week. I hope this week, if not early next week, I'm hoping. And my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now we go back to Divide Jerusalem time in Israel. Now, not surprisingly, the serial murderer who is the president of Israel, Shimon Peres, who knocked off Rabin, who knocked off Sharon, who was responsible for the torture of 100,000 Sephardic Jews in the 50s when he was head of the Atomic Energy Commission, and horrible things were done to atomic experiments done to the Sephardic children of Israel. He is a monster. He declared that Jerusalem has to be divided. And lo and behold, this was about a week after Olmert gave a speech saying that we can't, there are a lot of bulldozers in Jerusalem, and we can't stop every one, and the only answer is to divide the city, and we won't have any bulldozer attacks. Now, I've been saying for a while now that when the police did not intervene in the last, two out of the last three terror attacks. One was the Mirkaza Rav Yeshiva, where it took the police 40 minutes to actually arrive, and they didn't even kill the terrorists. Civilians did that. And then with the front-end loader, went through Jerusalem, policemen just let it drive by. They didn't even shoot the terrorists. And I've been saying, this isn't Israel. The police are being held back. They're being told to make Jerusalem an insecure, dangerous place to live just before the division of Jerusalem. Now, when Peres wants divided Jerusalem, he wants the Vatican to get the holy sites. It's a big, long story, but dividing Jerusalem is one of the objectives of the traitor leaders of Israel, and I've been on this subject for a long, long time, but he opened his mouth, and along with Olmert, Peres, there was also Deputy Prime Minister Chaim Ramon, the child molester who was a year and a half ago charged with, well, sticking his damn tongue down the throat of a woman who had turned 18 2 months before. He wants Jerusalem divided. These are all extremely dangerous crooks. But nonetheless, something happened this week that gives us a very, very good insight, first of all, into the police and how they work with the Arabs and why the police don't protect the citizens against terrorism anymore. There were two attacks by Bedouin on July 23rd and on July 29th. There were hikes through the West Bank, Jewish hikes, about 100 people, some of them with our guards with guns, and they were both ambushed by armed Bedouins. But lo and behold, hiding behind the armed Bedouins who attacked the Jews were Israeli policemen, and they were caught, they were filmed. So one of the policemen, Detective Aharon Yair, said something amazing in court. He admitted that we work with the Arabs to stop Jews from hiking through the West Bank. He said, we set up the Bedouins for a phony attack on the Jews. Now, this justifies so much of what I have been saying over the years. But to get a cop to finally admit that the Israeli police are working with the Arabs to get rid of the Nazi Jews in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem is a major first step in everything I've been writing for 12, 15 years. That to get the Jews out of Gaza, they've already done. The West Bank and Jerusalem, they will work with the enemy. Now, in the case of July 23rd, the Bedouins attacked. Four Jews were charged. They were all expelled from Judea and Samaria and fined $2,500 each. On July 29th, it was bloody. Three Jews were wounded. Jewish guards shot in the air to disperse the Bedouin, and no Bedouin was arrested. They were arrested on the spot by these hidden cops who came out of nowhere, and then they were released. But five Jews were arrested, and of the five, three were minors, and two were banned from Judea and Samaria and fined. The police of Israel are working with their enemies.
But of course that's really because they're just carrying out their orders. I mean, the police didn't do this on their own. They're told what to do, and unfortunately they do not have the perspective. They refuse to take a stand for what's right and for protecting Israel. It really doesn't make sense unless people really understand that there are forces working behind the scenes doing everything they can from within to destroy Israel. That's what it's all about, don't you think?
Well, that goes without saying. Right. But it's not all the police either. I mean, these are special units of a certain mentality of police officer who would actually set up Jews, working with Arabs to set up Jews. It takes a very special mentality and a lot of hatred to do that.
I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
Well, this is a very serious story. Let it sink in. I'm going to repeat it in case we just pass by this without proper significance. Israeli Jewish police are using Arabs to set up the Jews of Judea and Samaria to get them out of their homes. And that says to me, because the leadership of Israel, President Peres, Prime Minister Olmert, and Deputy Prime Minister Rimon have all declared that Jerusalem must be divided, well, then they're using Arabs too. And the reason the police didn't stop the terrorists at the Mirkaz of Rabbi Yeshiva, or the terrorists who sat in that front-end loader and wounded and killed over 80 people, was because the police at the highest levels are just simply working with the enemy against their own people. I hope that sunk in.
Well, I hope it does, but I mean, we've seen the same pattern over and over again. It's something we saw it in Vietnam, where the men wanted, the soldiers wanted to win the war. They weren't allowed to win the war. The same thing happened in Korea. The same thing happened. The Bay of Pigs, we sent our men in to die.
This is different. You weren't working with the Viet Cong to kill American soldiers.
Oh, yes,
though.
They were. Who do you think was funding the Viet Cong? They were being funded by the North Vietnamese, who were being funded by Russia, who were being funded by our State Department. It's the same. It's the same basic pattern over and over again, whether it happens in Vietnam or Korea or what's going on over there, and in Afghanistan today, where we're funding the Pakistani government. The Pakistani government's funding their intelligence. Their intelligence is funding the Taliban. Barry, it's the same thing throughout the world. People have to understand. It's like deja vu all over again.
Well, we got some proof, anyways. What the heck? We threw it out into the airwaves and. And we'll see if that makes a difference.
Well, I think it does make a difference, Barry. Don't get discouraged. People are learning all across our country, all across the world, hearing what you have to say. So go right ahead.
Well, there's this next one is quite interesting. How much time do we have till the next
break?
Well,
we don't have another break until the end of the program, so we've got about 12 minutes.
Oh, that's plenty of time. That's plenty of time. Now, there's something going on that really has to be looked at. We know, as I said on the show already, that Hamas is going to take over. There'll be a bit of a civil war, there'll be a few people dead, but Hamas will take over the West Bank. We know that's coming. And then we have the issue of that prisoner exchange, two dead Israeli bodies for, well, 199 Hezbollah bodies, four desperate terrorists, and the promise to release another 1,000 terrorists from Israeli prisons, and that's coming up right now with Hamas. And I'm going to repeat again, for one soldier, Gilad Shalit, Israel is going to see a lot of dead people. You release 1,000 terrorists, they're going to go back to work, and I'm not being heartless about Gilad Shalit. Don't get me wrong about this. I'd love to see the man come home, but the price is ridiculous. He'll come home, and there's going to be a lot of people dead because he came home. I just had this is a bit irrelevant, but it's not. There's someone in Jerusalem that I met a few times. I was actually. A party was organized so I could meet him, and I walked out. His name is Jeff Halper. He started and runs an organization to stop the destruction, the demolition of the houses of terrorists. Now, for years, terrorism was kept under control somewhat. It was by terrorists knowing that after he committed his act, his parents would be homeless. Israel would come in and simply destroy the home of the terrorist. And his mother and his father and his sisters and brothers and grandparents, whatever else, they would be helpless and on the street, for a long, long time, until someone like a Saddam Hussein put in a little money to get them a new little house somewhere. Their family would be deeply disrupted. Jeff Halper put together an organization. The Arabs took it over. It went international. And now Israel does not retaliate against terrorists. The two terrorists in Jerusalem, their houses are as good as ever. and they're not going to be torn down. And what this Jew, Jeff Halper, did was not indirectly, directly contribute to the murders of dozens of Jews by taking away a deterrent. And this is someone who hates his own people with all his heart and soul, and simply likes terrorists more than preserving the lives of his own people. Now, the same thing is happening with Gilad Shalit. I'm sorry. He will be returned for 1,000 terrorists. And they're going to kill dozens of people over time. And why Israel does this, don't even ask. The Israeli people are not going to celebrate his return when they see the price they're going to have to pay.
Well, we have to ask why they're doing it, because it's totally illogical. And when something happens that's totally illogical, Barry, there has to be another explanation. And that is, of course, the things we talk about. So you go right ahead.
Well, everything Israel does, everything is to weaken the country.
Absolutely.
Okay, an Israeli waking up in the morning and listening to the news probably doesn't turn on the radio and listen to the news anymore. He doesn't have anything to be proud of anymore. It's one embarrassment following another. But something very strange happened in Syria. This was just 2 days ago, and this came from the Syrian news agency, I believe it's called Sana. Now, they announced that a U.S. scientific delegation, it's called the American Academic Delegation, all in big letters, were in Damascus. They met with the rector of Damascus University, who gave a press statement saying that he hopes that this will be the start of expanded Syrian-U.S. scientific cooperation. Now, number one, as far as I know, Syria, as far as I know, is still on the terrorist nations list. You're not allowed to expand into Syria. As far as I know, maybe something's changed, but I've never heard an announcement like that one, that a U.S. scientific delegation was in Damascus. But if you think that was strange, and it is, by the way, no one is covering that in America. There's no uproar, and there are no voices being heard appealing to Congress to stop this trading of scientific information with Syria. And that to me is shocking. Even Israel isn't opening its mouth about this. And that to me makes no sense whatsoever. Even if you give the Saudis a defense system, somebody opens their mouth and says it'll be used against America. But when you go to Syria and offer to expand scientific research and nobody says anything, well, I guess people just, I don't know, I guess it takes a lot to make a scandal these days.
Well, I think, Barry, you have to understand what we're doing is we are creating enemies. That old slogan, the best enemies money could buy, the best technology that we can transfer to our enemies so it can be used in the next war. If you look at it from that point of view, it makes sense, because if you're looking at it logically, it doesn't. In the same way, of course, we've done everything we could to build Russia back up again, drilling their oil wells for them and putting in their gas wells and building their pipelines. Somebody had to finance it. Of course, why shouldn't America create the best enemy money could buy? When you see that, it's all consistent.
It's weirder. The story gets weirder.
Okay.
On the same day, exact same day, Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, was hosting Muhammad Amak. I hate his name.
Ahmadinejad.
Yes, that's right. Hate his name. He should shorten it. In Damascus.
Hey, we're out of time, Barry. God bless, and thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you later this week.
Bye-bye. You got it.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy Barry Shamish. And Barry really is fascinating information. But until you understand that we've been financing our enemies for such a long time, perhaps you haven't seen my DVD interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Certainly my interview with Ambassador Smith, it's called World Revolution, to pointing out how the American State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, and they knew he was a communist. And here's the American ambassador, a multi-billionaire, telling you the story. You'll never see it elsewhere. That's called World Revolution. You want to get, of course, the background of, how we've been building up the military, the Russian military through the years. Why, of course, we suggest our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, where we simply quote the Secretary of the Navy, John Layman, telling the midshipmen at Annapolis about how they're going to see the finest American technology on ships just a few hundred yards away. The only trouble is it'll be on Soviet ships. And, of course, you certainly would want to get my little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, echoing the background, how we finance communism since its inception. And you'll hear a speech, or you will actually read the speech by Solzhenitsyn, and of course by Professor Sutton, and other information pointing out how after the so-called breakup of the Soviet Union, we sent our companies over there to build the oil wells, to drill the gas wells, to build the pipelines, so we would have a fine enemy at this time in history. And none of this makes sense unless you understand that there is another factor, there's an X factor. And that's why you need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. Why you need to get my pamphlet on the forbidden knowledge. That's the forbidden knowledge and the secret knowledge. And then, of course, you really need to get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. Of course, you can go up on our website. All sorts of fascinating information you'll never get elsewhere. You need to get this information. You need to understand the media is controlled. We are carrying that book now, The Plot, The Seeds of White House, written back in the 70s, and totally blacked out by the American media, about the plan by Thomas Lamont and the bankers to seize the American government using Major General Smedley Butler. And, of course, the whole thing was back in, I think, the 1930s. And, of course, you'll actually see the Senate hearings there. But, of course, you're not supposed to know about this. The media is controlled in America, and until you understand that, nothing really makes sense. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about the Bilderbergers, we've got a four-tape set. We've got a DVD by Alex Jones called Endgame. We've got two books on the Bilderbergers. We have an excellent four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and, of course, this occult organization. We have, of course, my talk on the secret government, going to the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, and we have a four-tape set on the secret government. There is a secret government of the United States. Professor Carol Quigley tried to tell people about it. Of course, he got into all sorts of trouble. He didn't know. He was just, of course, as a historian, trying to put out the facts that there is a secret government in the United States, that he had the opportunity to go through the secret files of this secret group back in the early 1960s. The book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, long suppressed but available from Radio Liberty now, and we do hope that, of course, you'll want to get it. All of these items and so much more is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have the four-tape set, a four-CD set on the secret government, a comparable set on secret societies. Go to our website. Get the information. You want to know how they killed Martin Luther King, and they even had a trial about it, and not a word in the control media, because the jury came out and said, why, it was the American government that was 70% responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King. How could you conceal something like that in America? Why, we have freedom of the press, ladies and gentlemen. If you control the press, why, of course, you have the freedom to censor whatever you want to. Great four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. Two tape sets on the murder of John Kennedy. We've got two tape sets on the genetic modified food.